Bar Halacha Gimel of Sunday night Dalet of. Sunday was Gimel of Dalet of Be'inyan, washing children's clothing 9 days. Okay, so now we make the shift from 3 week Shilas to 9 day Shilas. So the idea of washing children's clothing, babies' clothing, infants' clothing. So in the Mechaber it says it's also to be Mechabes the Ksus, to do laundry of children's clothing. And Mechabes the Shavuot Shechalbo, because that was the Mechaber's 9 days. Hagar, the Ramah says, Mihu Begodim Shemelapafin Bohem Haktanim Legamri, the diapers. Shemitzian Ben Rey Mashina Bohem, that's the diapers, cloth diapers. They actually used to use cloth diapers and they used to wash them. Hani Vaday Mishri Shari, there's no Aim Bekibusan Shalayla Misham Simcha. And the assumption is that something constantly gets dirty and you have to always wash it. And it's so, but that's talking about Dafka Dai. Then the Ramah says, Fafilu Bebig Day Shor Hakatanim Noagin Lahokel, meaning not that Madrega of where, you know, it's filthy and smelly, etc. But just Big Day Shor Katanim Noagin Lahokel, which we pretty much are, but the question is, how far do you push the envelope of that cooler? So what's assumed by the Olam is that small children's clothing that they constantly get dirty, so you could wash. So Ramosha has a shtickle bigger cooler. I don't know if it's in the Sefer printed, maybe it is, I don't know. But it's in the Rav Shimon Aida brings it down in his halachos of the 3 weeks, that the Shaila, in the Poskim, they talk about, okay, so how far does the kula of the Ramah extend? Remember, the Ramah comes in two stages, the kulas. First, it's begodim shemalapathim behen diapers. And then he says, and even shor ketanim nogin lahokel. Now, so that shor ketanim, so some say takat mitzul ba mitzvah, and some talk about 5 years old or 6 years old. So Ramosha is magdirit that, you know, if your kid comes home with dirty, every day, it's filthy, it's dirty. Like, he gets his clothing dirty every day. Not just, you want a fresh shirt every day. That doesn't mean if you change shirts every day, you're allowed to do the laundry. That's what's also. But, because you want to wear a fresh article of clothing, but it's dirty. So that's what he says. So Ketanim, probably, he says, whatever age they are, that they come home with, you know, a ripped knee and dirt and they're filthy, we all know what that means, probably. So that's the shiur that you're allowed to do. Okay, one more halacha, quickie, 15 seconds. You're allowed to spot clean. You know, if you have a stain on something, so you could spot clean it. You're not washing the whole baguette. You're spot cleaning, you know, it's like taking off lichluch. So you're just taking off that piece of dirt.